This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Right, right. So it was, you know, obviously it was me and it was you, Hayes,
yeah,
and it was literally whoever you want, Tom. Like, you tell us anything.
It could have been any location.
We could be doing whatever.
It's usually like some kind of camp activity.
Honestly,
or
could
like
have been
frisbee golf is kind of
bath
the class,
or whatever you. Yeah, it's whatever you're
and
feeling.
And we'll give you options that you can pick from.
Sure.
Or,
yeah. No, if you don't, it's not on you to create the show.
Yes.
We can give you names to choose.
Well, give me three locations.
Okay.
Okay.
The
Turkish baths.
The Turkish baths.
Okay.
The mall. That one. Okay. I'm sorry for even mentioning that.
I should have known
the
frisbee golf course. We all were having fun with that.
Like,
yeah.
That's on me. I'm learning as I go here.
Frisbee golf. Let's say frisbee golf course.
Okay.
Unless we top it.
Okay.
Okay.
And then celebrity, sometimes two.
Yeah, that we're with. Do you want to... Examples?
Six. Give me six.
Okay. The dramatic chipmunk. You remember?
No.
So
really? I'm sorry.
What's that? What's the dramatic chipmunk?
Really funny video. A lot of staying power. Basically, it's a chipmunk. Someone put like dramatic music sting underneath
dun, dun, dun.
It. Yeah, and then boom, he spikes
He's
the camera like
around.
Yes. Like as if it's a big moment in a dramatic show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't know that was a chipmunk, honestly.
I'm not sure it was.
Oh, okay.
But it might be what they call it.
Is it dramatic squirrel?
Well, either which way, I'm not feeling it. Either which way, I'm not feeling it.
Mike Malone.
Yes. Coach Mike Malone.
Coach Mike Malone.
Who coached for what? The Pistons?
Well, he now coaches.
Coaching. He was the Kings coach, and now he's the Denver Nuggets coach.
Okay. Son of Brendan Malone?
Is he? I don't know.
I would assume the coaching thing is a pretty
I think
tight
he actually
fraternity.
Might be.
Yeah. Del Harris has a son who makes YouTube song parody videos.
Okay.
Would you like that?
Stephanie McMahon?
Yes. Let's go with Stephanie McMahon.
Okay, and I should have brought that up first. Knowing Tom, I should have said Stephanie McMahon first.
Mm-hmm.
Cable from X-Men.
All right, I'm out of here. I'm with
you. Okay, Tom.
No, that wasn't even – that was – I was joking.
Well, for this time, we can come back to it.
I mean, you could say it would be Brolin as – in the Cable.
Brolin in his
outfit.
Cable –
What
yes,
if he's
costume.
Half Cable, top half Thanos, bottom half Cable?
Oh, Tom, this is why we wanted you back. I mean, that's
imagine how powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Thanos with the ability to travel through time.
Or just his legs.
His legs at least could go through time so he could kick someone in the past. Then in the present, he's going like, what's the matter? You look like you got kicked or something a few minutes ago.
So this is Hollywood Handbook. This is not a show. This is not like a show that we're doing. Okay. Tom is here.
Yes.
We are so grateful. Thank you so much for coming back to the show.
I appreciate you saying it.
Tom took a little break.
Mm-hmm.
His choice
took some time.
Not my choice.
Not his choice.
Three of your listeners made the decision for me. Three very vocal listeners.
And really, this does all kind of trace back to Kevin, because Tom and Kevin did an episode of our pro version that was just them.
Mm-hmm.
And the reaction was from... I would say mostly positive. but three people were made uncomfortable by not hearing. I think you like sort of get acclimated to something, certain like voices.
It's honestly just, it's an expectation that you have when you start the show to hear someone in particular, and it doesn't really reflect on who is doing the show when it's mm-hmm. just not what you thought you'd hear.
Yeah.
Sure. And to be fair, I've given it some thought and I've gotten a little perspective on it, and of the from their point of view, if 1.5 hour of the 7.5 hours of content you guys provide every week for people was slightly different, I can understand how that would just completely rock their existences to the point where they did not know what to do.
You'd be pissed.
Yes.
It's a little like, I think you pour yourself your morning milk and out of the carton comes spaghetti, which is, people love spaghetti. It's delicious to have all the time.
I'd say it would be more like when you order French fries and you get the large carton and then there's that onion ring that falls out, like somehow one onion bonus. Ring got in.
Yeah.
I look at it as a bonus.
I think of it like this.
Bonus nyun.
Like when I went to see Ben Folds and Guster in concert, and then for one song, Rufus Wainwright came out to sing the chorus. And it's not like I don't enjoy Rufus Wainwright, but it was a shock to the system.
Oh, God.
Because yeah. I'm thinking I'm going to hear Ben and the guys from Guster.
Sure. And three people probably complained.
Yeah.
I bet.
At that concert.
Why was Rufus there? Or maybe they didn't even know him, you know, these idiots.
Now, when Rufus Wainwright came out and did that, did you start screaming that he's an unfunny asshole?
I see. I don't know exactly what not my language screaming. Was. I, maybe not screaming.
Or
I was
like, typing it's loud. It. Yeah, there's music.
I was certainly typing and posting that.
Look, let's put this behind us.
That is so good. That's exactly what we want to do. Yes,
that's even better.
Because during this hiatus, our listenership has burrowed its way to the Earth's core. It is absolutely cratered. The reason I say that this isn't real, we can sort of talk about whatever we want because until you're like officially back and a part of the show again, it is not a show.
We underestimated the extent to which you were propping up the listener base, that your periodic appearances were sort of the entire basis for our audience.
Sure, it's I was the glue to the whole thing.
Yeah. And when you get rid of the glue,
down
you just
comes,
got a pile of bricks. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Even though, but you glue bricks together?
Sure, yeah.
That might be why they're falling.
You think?
Yeah.
Because the glue, to me, the glue keeps getting removed by someone in the night, and then my fireplace just collapses in the middle of the living room.
It's one of those like ones in the center that like you can sit around and have like salami.
Ideally, yeah.
Okay.
Salami sure. as well.
So let's figure out the terms. Of Tom, like, what is it going to take?
Because this
Tom
is...
Tom comes back.
Mm-hmm. I'm one short hair from walking out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that.
Yeah. So short hair. We just don't, like, talk about pubes and stuff. I mean, it's your, do whatever you want, because but in general, even with the audience being gone,
or if that's it, okay, so if the terms you're coming back is you get to talk about pubes,
then... Great. Then it's welcome to the Pube Show Handbook with Sean and Hayes.
Yeah. That's a big part of what I would like to make some changes.
Okay.
The Pube Show.
Great. That's great.
That is so good because everyone has these pubes.
Oh, yes.
And no one is like really
a podcast that primarily is discussing these pubes that everyone has, right? in their pubis,
yes,
region.
Yes. And so we can definitely experiment with that. Chef Kevin, would you like to start?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. Welcome to PubeCast.
I think it was Pube Show Handbook.
Pube Show Handbook, an insider's guide to the to your follicles and your underwear. On the first episode, we're going to...
Hey, Mack Weldon's going to be upset if we say underwear like that.
Yeah. That's right. Your
Mack Weldon's.
Your Mack Weldon's. In your Mack Weldon's. There are many different colors of pubes.
Okay. No, this kid sucks.
Yeah. No, this,
he's always so sucked. And he's gotten worse since I've been gone. What's happened?
Well, without you around... He hasn't been eating or drinking. It just, he's like a plant you don't take care of. I mean, he's falling apart. Not to be too on the nose with this, but his pubes are falling out because he just doesn't have any nourishment.
Uh-huh.
They used to be so lustrous and full.
Mm-hmm. And that, like, when he says that they're many different colors, he's been asking about what does it mean when they're green?
Yeah.
At just the base.
And I've done a little bit of consulting with Dr. Google, and I don't know exactly what it means, but it's not good.
This is also for Kevin. Like, that show that just the two of you guys did was, like, a big swing for Kevin to do.
Absolutely.
Huge opportunity.
Yes. Yeah. And it has become a pretty huge setback for him career-wise.
Yeah, that was his big cotillion,
his dead ball.
Mm-hmm. And he was coming out and saying, "Kevin has
this
arrived.
This is me, Kevin.
Yes,
and you're I'm used ready, to Sean. You're used
for
to
marriage.
Mm-hmm. What size dowry would you like to award something like this?
Yes,
look out, here comes Kevin, and then he just ate a big pile of shit on that show, and."
It wasn't that big.
He ate like a little.
It's like a spoonful.
You turfed out, dude. And you really are just kind of a shell of. Look, you were kind of a shell of a person before. You're like a shell of a shell of a person.
That was his appeal. Yeah. Like, he had built up this sort of goodwill for this kind of shell of a person. And then. For some reason in that episode, he managed to scorch any slight amount of affection that anyone had up to that point.
Yeah.
Tri-month was like a reaction to you being gone.
Mm-hmm.
What's that now?
Try to keep the show. So this, no one heard it.
Oh, that's the one where.
This is a huge problem for us.
Yeah. That's the one where you pretended that the guests got better. Right, for like four episodes in a row where it was the
Thomas
same
same
exact guests you would have normally, but you just called it something different.
Yeah, that we tried.
Yeah, and you had the mic on. Uh-huh. So that suddenly made it a event.
It was big.
That was a month-long event.
The mic was here. Yeah. That was a month. Mm-hmm. 1 month mic.
So we will figure out how to incorporate pubes. In like a comprehensive way.
Yeah.
That is like thoughtful.
I'm kinda running cold on this pubes thing now.
Okay.
I'm feeling it doesn't have traction. Maybe that could be that feels like it might be more of a Stitcher Premium kind of thing.
Oh,
okay, great. We've been looking to do more shows. And so that could be a separate thing that we do just for Stitcher Premium.
The
There's no diminishing returns on our content. So, yes, we've been looking for a show to come out on Friday.
The more hours of the week we record ourselves, the better it becomes.
What do you do on Mondays, Sean?
Oh.
Mondays must feel lonely because Hayes is L.A. man on Mondays.
And
he's talking about
my court-ordered.
He's talking about
City Podcast.
In-N-Out Burger. And,
Is that better than Five Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing the, He's given five forks to all these different restaurants he's trying.
Well, Tom, if you want to set up a Monday podcast, with Sean.
Okay.
Or just like what, you know, like if it's not pubes, then like what is the thing that's gonna like make this like an ongoing relationship again?
Sure. What? Let's think of some arenas. Kevin, give me an arena because you have the you kind of have your finger on the pulse of all of these podcast ideas that mm-hmm. are coming through here, and you hear people pitching podcasts left sure. and right. And what do you think is a vacancy in the market?
Well, self-improvement is a up-and-coming cluster, if you guys want to do something about that.
Home improvement?
It can be. There actually aren't a lot of home improvement.
Right? Get that on there.
Yeah.
More power.
Yeah, maybe like a home improvement show.
Like a watch every episode.
Yeah.
Home improvement recap show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe do kind of like the premise that you're trying to get Richard Kern on the show, and it's just like he's waiting for Richard Kern.
Oh, yes. Ugh. Yes.
And it's just like he's coming. He's coming. And he never comes.
I think it could be interesting. It could kind of stretch out the premise that when he shows up, we realize that the actor's name is Richard Karn.
Well,
and we got someone totally disconnected from the show.
That's fair. Well, I don't also.
No, I'm saying it's good.
Let's go back and can you fix make mm-hmm. Kern Karn? I'll just say here.
Just do the.
I'm going to give you three. Karn. 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 And Jordan, if you could plug those in where I said Kern, because that was my mistake.
You got it.
And then actually, Kevin, just as a safety, can you also sort of change the ah sound to an sound in all of the podcast? So Kernia Sitta, the Amish are raising a burn.
The Amish.
Yes. Damn it. Let me think. Oh, my cat's playing with a bull of urine.
Kevin, did you see he was looking in?
No.
It was Oscar. From the fucking Oscar's office.
Here. Oscar's here. Shit. Cole Perez?
From the fucking office.
Holy shit, that's fucking Chris Paul's fucking insurance agent.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
For the home improvement recap show, I wonder, so we like these, like it's good when these things are topical. And Tim Allen was just saying that he should be allowed to say the N-word. So we could go through the episodes and like say, here's where he should have been allowed to say it in this episode.
Yes.
A good N-word spot. Usually he would, I think, be calling Wilson the N-word.
Yeah.
It can't be every episode that he does that.
But no, I'm saying usually.
And some episodes there might not be a great spot, but we were like,
the top of my
here's
head.
The best spot for him to be allowed to do this.
Mm-hmm. You bring him in and just kind of get him to do what I did with Karn.
Yes, exactly. And
get
so
a couple
then
wilds.
we could just pepper it in. Exactly. And then we got Tim Allen.
Yeah. Buzz Lightyear.
You should, Kevin, you got to read the news and listen when a celebrity is like, I want to be able to say this word, and we have all these microphones. Like, mm-hmm. he's like a huge star.
Yeah.
Missed
yeah.
opportunity if I don't do it. Did you notice that they closed the door when I looked back for Oscar?
Yeah. No, they probably were aware of your weird fetishizing of The Office. Weird kids loving The Office now. What's that about?
Yeah.
It's like we couldn't wait for it to go off the air. And then suddenly everybody's like loving it all of a sudden. What?
Remember?
You guys realize that it was bad for 2/3 of its run, right? And that now.
Yeah, the first two. They finally found their feet at the end there.
When Robert California showed up.
That era, I thought, okay, now we're on to something.
Mm-hmm. And it was
I was happy I'd stuck it out through the beginning.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the new boss? They had Robert California there as like kind of a placeholder, but then they rotated in Will Ferrell and Jim Carrey.
I thought Will Ferrell was there for 3 years. I was just like, because he's great. I was like, they got a great guy.
That was weird to me how they blew through these guys that you would think, wouldn't you want Jim Carrey to be the boss for like a couple seasons? And he's only there for like 5 minutes. But the writers messed up.
Yeah, it's a, the writers booted that one. My favorite moment was when Ricky Gervais was in the elevator with Carell.
That was epic. Dude, sliding doors.
Yeah. What could have been?
Yes, yes.
Scott meets, what's the other guy?
Brent.
So sick. That, for me, as just a fan, I was fucking screaming. I was losing my shit. When those elevator doors opened, I about passed out. Because it's like, look at these fucking guys, you know? From the show? Shit. I was losing my mind. Dude, that was on rewatch. File away for the comedy Spank Bank. When I just want to get off laughs-wise, when you absolutely must bust instantly, I just go right to the source. Scott and Brent. Boom, baby. Fuck yes.
I think we're going to have to pull that last 5 minutes
okay.
from the show.
Okay.
Let's just,
great.
Jordan, if you could just mark that from when
yes.
yeah, from when I it. Stopped talking great. About The Office.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
It's cut.
Yes. Me too. Yeah. What? Get that out of here.
Yeah. Let's just ditch that whole stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And we do, like, you know, we have office hours.
This we'll put it thing in there.
That you've continued to do. Yep. And we can just, like, throw it in there.
Yeah.
Seriously, go ask him to be on office hours.
You think he'll say yes?
I just want to watch you. We'll find out. Go ask him, though. Go knock on the door where he's recording something else.
I did open the door of their record because I didn't realize we were in a different studio.
Mm.
And
so it's almost like you kind of did record with him.
In a way.
We could advertise.
He wasn't here yet.
Yeah.
But my essence is still in there. The stink of me is still wafting through that room.
I'd like to ask you to ask him a question about these State Farm commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like Chris Paul has a fair amount of weird shit going on at his house. Car accidents, a loose deer in his garage.
Mm-hmm. Clutch, the mascot, is there. He's
cooking him eggs?
Yeah. He has a psychotic break. It's Clutch and...
Well, he hears... the jock jam that compels him, and even Chris and James know that when he hears that song, he will unholster the t-shirt cannon, and he will...
That is loaded with 500 t-shirts.
Yes, and he will basically turn anyone surrounding him into Swiss cheese with the t-shirt cannon.
Sure. I'd like you to ask, like...
Okay.
Because they should maybe have a second series where Chris Paul is brought up on insurance fraud for creating.
Well, for impersonating his own insurance agent, first of all.
Yes, first of all. That's right
off the
bat.
That's how it started. I was very suspicious. Now, moving forward, the fact that his original agent has just disappeared, is gone.
Yes.
Have never seen again. And the new agent is complicit in each of these instances. He's present for all of the damage. And, you know, how convenient that then he can testify to the insurance company. I, as an employee, am getting no kickback from any of this. It's like, yeah, right.
James Harden comes to my house and puts a... Chinese takeout container in the microwave with a huge piece of metal attached to it. The microwave blows up. My kitchen is ruined. I go to the insurance company and I say, hey, can you fix my house for this avoidable mistake? And they say, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But Cole Perez is covering up He's going to like basically tell some lie about what happened.
Disgusting.
Well, to be fair, he does say at the end of that commercial, he says, "That's you, James." When you see the silhouette with the beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly. And how is James
Harden? James is denying it's him.
How is he just not like at that point like Freddy Krueger with because the
especially thing, no one beard, has, as no we one know has from other hurt. Commercials, firefighters have to shave every day.
So, yes, with that information in our pocket, we go like, well, then he shouldn't be around that sort of fire, this microwave fire that apparently burned the entire kitchen and left James Harden untouched.
And his beard is fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's strange. Remember when he and Trevor Ariza were like singing so loud in the back of the car?
Yes. Yes.
And Chris was like not wanting that.
Yes.
What's that about?
And he's going to file an insurance claim for people singing in his car?
That's nuts. Remember when freaking DeAndre Jordan and Damian Lillard were breaking glass?
Yeah.
And splashing paint?
Hey, Jordan, let's ditch this whole stretch.
Okay,
the
you
whole,
got it.
All right. The State Farm stuff.
It's
okay.
Cut.
We got, okay.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
What are some other podcasts, Kevin, that are, what's missing in the marketplace?
Yeah, what's the
Is that an Apple Watch, by the way?
Yeah, I got one for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Do you like it?
How's it working for you?
It's actually pretty nice. I don't have the email set up, so like if a guest were to say like what's the gate code, I don't get that notification yet.
Sure.
It does tell me it thinks I'm working out a lot when
sure.
I'm
and for everybody
walking.
Listening, the gate code is
4
God damn
pound.
It. God damn. Why?
If you want to come by,
take Kevin's Apple Watch. Kevin, what happened to the nice watch that we got for you?
I
you
alternate.
Sold it.
No, I alternate.
It
does seem
it
like
didn't tell you that you were working out.
It does seem like I should be wearing an Apple Watch before Chef Kevin is.
Yes.
And I am wearing one, but not because of this. Not because of this podcast. Do you know what I mean?
I don't have one. I mean, all I've got on my wrist is one of those bracelets that keeps bugs away.
What it really here's what it really is true is I should be wearing two Apple Watches before Kevin has one.
And I should be wearing two of these bracelets because I'm getting eaten alive.
Yes.
I've got them on my ankles too.
And this is I can hear them moving to a different studio from the one you were in across the hall.
Yeah.
Because I think when you close the door, a lot of the bugs kind of got blown
inside.
There was
like a gust of air. Yeah.
What about like a travel podcast where you two like travel around
just record. On Mondays?
Just on Mondays.
Because I have to be here 5 days a week to release the others.
Yeah. So maybe Sunday night you fly out, record on Mondays during the day, and then fly back Monday night.
Okay.
Every Monday.
And is that within the Earwolf budget to fly me in every week?
Yeah, we'll fly you in and then you guys will fly out somewhere.
Okay.
And then you'll fly back to Jersey.
Well, why do I have to fly to Los Angeles first? Why don't I just meet Sean wherever we're going?
I just assumed you guys would like to fly together.
And part of like recording stuff on the plane and
okay.
Some of the bits there.
Yeah. Are you coming with it?
Do you want me to? I can. I'm available.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sure, I will.
Okay. Like let's run an episode of this. So we're on the plane right now, right? We're on the plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I'm freaking gonna go up in the sky.
Hey, Tom, did you hear that? He's gonna go up in the sky.
Wait, you're on this show? I thought you were just holding the Zoom recorder for
I'm
us.
Like in the seat behind you guys.
Yeah.
Holding the Zoom recorder.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying
so to we, can, as you can hear, Kevin is doing kind of a character. For this show. Uh-huh. It's not his normal voice at all.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit more of that, whatever you were doing there. So me and Sean are in, I'm assuming it's business class, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, at minimum.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And there's a mic poking through the curtain.
Every episode we talk about the different boarding groups. What's with all these boarding groups now?
Yeah.
Have we gone insane with this? It's just, okay, the first, you know, at the beginning, all right, you got a wheelchair, okay. All right, you have active military service, okay. But then we start to get into so many specifics, and you can just imagine some of the ones I could make up.
And it's like group one. Oh, great, then I'm going to be the first one. But now ahead of me, there's like priority blue, blue cheese.
Yeah, hey, oh, I got the golden diamond cheese group. It's everything you can imagine. Hey, is anybody here? Have you ever worked at a bakery? You know, then, oh, now you get to go on. I'm just going, what job do I need to have had to get on the plane? Group one, I thought this was the beginning. No, but it's nuts.
So, yeah, because then we could do that. Should that be the intro to every show where we do?
It should be the bulk of every
show.
Yeah,
it sounds like it.
And a lot of it should be you guys pretending to be in the army so you could.
Like stolen valor.
Get on first.
Yes. Yeah.
We just walk on. That's me. Anybody in the active service? They're right here. Semper Fi. And then I just.
She's a grand old flag.
You march on to the plane.
And if anybody questions you with that, with stolen valor,
salute them.
No, what I do is I go, hey, I'm a general. Are you a general? And then they're like, no, I'm not. I'm like, yeah, then just go back to your seat because I'm sitting down now and you salute me.
That's tough to come back
from. Yeah. Yeah, you did see me in your unit because I was the general in charge of the entire army.
I go, hey, I'm a colonel, and I'm about to turn you into a pile of mustard with one punch.
So we're on the plane.
Yeah, and then you're commenting on the people, maybe because your business, all the people walking.
Sure.
Can you believe this? Let's try a little.
Well, don't you comment on it? We're doing the commenting.
Yeah,
you should. What were you gonna say in case they want to use
it? I'll use it.
Can you believe this person has two dogs with them? And they're both huge. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. You believe this person has two dogs with them? They're both huge.
What else should I say? I'm kind of coming up.
You can't just give one thing.
Yeah, that painted
there's
a real
two
picture.
Of them.
Yeah.
Write a thing for me to say.
I didn't know it was bring the pet to... Hold on.
He's got a...
The plane.
Where they are
is... paper and pen.
He's working it out.
I didn't know it was bring your pet to work day.
Okay, they is not work. They're not at work.
That could be the conversation. Okay. Are they here for work? Right.
Okay.
But then you're setting Tom up.
Let's try.
Okay.
Give me it.
Here we go. Oh, you start.
Yeah.
You start.
Can't believe this person has two dogs with them. They're both huge.
What is this? Bring your pet to work day?
I see what you were saying, Hayes. Where?
Because the temptation for you, I'm sure, is
then of course is going to be to correct Tom and say it's not work. When we're doing it to Kevin, of course, it's funny he got it wrong again.
Right.
When we do it to Tom, that it doesn't work.
We could risk, this whole thing kind of blowing up.
Do you want me to take the whole first chunk?
I think actually what you might have to do.
Let's swap.
You want that? Okay.
Here we go.
Sick. I had a decent read on the first part, but go ahead.
Can you believe that people are bringing two dogs on this plane and they're huge?
Yeah, it's just the way I was doing it was so because it's like two parts, you know, and it's that pause in between.
See, I like to take it feel any more punctuation natural. Out of things. Uh-huh. Then it just I
Cormac style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So
okay.
Here we go.
Give it to me again.
Can you believe that these people are bringing two dogs?
It's
on
these people or it's this guy? Was it?
Guy. Okay. It's one guy. Thank you. Was that the line, Kevin?
Yeah. Can you believe this guy's bringing two dogs? Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah.
Thanks. That helps.
Can you believe this guy's bringing two dogs? And they're huge.
They're both huge.
And they're.
And we forgot on the point.
Can you believe. Can you believe this guy's bringing two dogs on the plane? And they're both huge.
Yeah, what is this? Bring your pet to work day?
Hey, stupid. Unless you are a fucking flight attendant or a pilot.
Or an air marshal.
You don't work. Or an air marshal. You don't work here.
Mm-hmm. Medic. On plane medic.
That's fair. Can you cut out the part where I called him stupid? I feel bad about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you got it. Yep.
Now, wait, now why did you say you don't work here?
Why
you're
I
saying
don't.
It to me. You're saying well, he saying, would have to
you,
be
that. It's like the proverbial you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, okay. What if...
What do you want her to loop in?
Me saying Karn.
Okay, okay. Yep. Marked it. Got it.
Okay, so... So where are we flying to?
Is it a surprise every time?
Yeah.
We're both blindfolded?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's amazing you can tell the dogs are on the plane.
Well, if you feel two dogs brush up against your leg in the aisle.
Yeah, that's true.
And we can't
have and the
Kevin,
length of them.
We can't have Kevin move. Getting the biggest laugh from Jordan. Sorry, from the entire episode.
I'll edit that out.
She just explodes.
Got it. Cut it.
Yeah.
I actually have a serious question, an engineer question.
Whoa.
If Kevin is supposed to be poking through the curtain, wouldn't the episode just be first arguing all, with people?
It should be Kevin.
Kevin?
Because we took all
the... Oh, shoot, yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
If Kevin is in the middle of the aisle and like poking, like holding the Zoom, don't you think the episode would just be like people yelling at Kevin?
Sorry, maybe it should be Kavik because
there's
like an agent and manager both
right.
in Kavik, and I feel like we could get some heat among the kind of industry community if we say Kavik.
Yes, that so his name is Kavik now.
Noted. I'll replace it.
Wouldn't it just be people arguing?
Yeah, because he's
is that what you think happens in business class?
Yes. No, he's blocking
these
the
people
aisle.
Can't be happy that the money has made them miserable and they're arguing all the time. No, it's very nice up there.
It's really pleasant.
Everyone is very nice to each other.
Everyone's having fun because they know that they're only among their peers.
I've never seen arguing in business class okay, in my entire
I'll
life.
I'll take that out too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I have seen so much people agreeing with each other.
Coach is a madhouse. Everyone's trying to kill each other. Sometimes there's like a premium economy class where people are civil but furious.
Yes.
In business, people are nice, and in first class, everyone's having sex.
So what's the surprise destination?
Take off our blindfolds.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ireland.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ireland.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ireland.
Yeah. How about we try this? Why don't you say, let's just say like some weird, scary shit. Like as if you're on the plane scaring everybody. And then you say it's a, you know what I mean? Like you make it seem like it's going to be scary. And then you say we're recording the podcast on the plane.
Like the place we're going to is scary or the trip
no,
is actually.
No, say something like, all right, everybody. Like, get down.
Yeah, that's cool.
So maybe you guys you're doing a segment where you're like, you're going through people's suitcase or something, and I'm in the background like, get the fuck down, everyone.
Okay, I would say if we are really trying to scare everyone, the solution is not to go really high-pitched.
Although he seems scary then, like he could
guess,
do something.
I guess he's, you got a lot quieter than you did the entire show and went a lot higher pitch. So, okay, I guess, yes, let's play that out.
He with seems, that, yes, with more unhinged.
Same, with that same volume and confidence and register, yeah.
Keep that same energy.
Okay.
Everyone, get the fuck down. I'm flying the plane now.
Okay.
This is my show. Why don't you say this? Say like,
definitely
you pull it out.
I'm the captain.
You say like, I got this. And everybody's scared. It's a Zoom recorder.
Yeah.
And
it's strapped to your chest.
Yeah.
this Zoom recorder, and it's strapped to my chest, and it's blinking.
How about be like, first hold out your hand, and it's taped, duct taped to like what appears to be a detonator button, and you say, "This is a dead man's trigger. If I'm not holding down this button, it activates my device. Anyone tries to shoot me, and I will immediately start recording you on this Zoom recorder."
For the latest episode of, what should we call the show? Oh, I got one.
Go ahead.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nice.
Right? Because everybody likes curses in titles.
Yes. Dude, yes. Right. Well, that steps on a little bit the self-help thing that is coming up.
Yes.
Because... I mean, Kevin was bringing up that's a chunk, and we can maybe get in both people by being like, get the fuck out of here. You're a bitchin' badass, you cunt suck.
That's awesome.
How to not give a fuck about taking a shit on your butt.
This is a dead man's trigger.
Yeah. Okay, we're catching up.
If someone tries to shoot me, I'll let go. And I'll start recording you on this Zoom strapped to my chest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got that. Yeah. Good. We had sort of moved on from it.
Yeah, yeah, it was a while ago.
Hollywood Handbook.
Okay, so we're going to Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting first choice. What do you like have planned?
Piss on the Blarney Stone. Is that what you wanted
to
do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you said piss the Blarney Stone. That's good. Could be a lot of I thought you said stuff.
Yeah.
Is that what... Can you line up, like, any interviews, like, cool interviews with anybody while we're there?
Yeah.
Ned Devine?
Sure. We'll interview Ned.
Can we get the matchmaker?
And the matchmaker?
I guess it's Ned. Ned. Yeah. Devine.
Can we get the Englishman who came up, went up a hill and came down a mountain?
Taping Ned Devine.
Taping
could be
Ned
the title of this episode, certainly.
Yeah.
Colm Meaney.
Yeah, gotta get Colm Meaney.
Great.
You don't know who that is.
No. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be yeah. Colm Meaney.
Yes, I'm having fun. I'm part of it. You're not part of it.
Let's go back to you on the plane.
Okay.
I'm gonna just say, just you do what I say.
Great.
Okay. All right, everybody, get the fuck down.
All right, everybody, get the fuck down.
The gate number, the gate code is 4.
I'm not going to, the gate code. 3-4-7-3-5-pound.
Come on.
Wow.
Up.
Kevin, if you give people the wrong gate code, then there's going to be a backup of cars into the street. And people are going to, their cars are going to be hit by oncoming cars. It's really dangerous to give people the wrong gate code. Ooh. We need to give people the correct gate code on this podcast.
Oscar.
Yes.
Car accident. Oscar shows up.
God, oh, yes.
Right. Yes. State Farm.
Yeah.
If a car accident happens, then Oscar has to talk to Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
You know, actually, who I think, so like, I don't know if you guys got as good a look at him as I did. But I'm pretty sure that's the robot insurance agent.
So it's not a State Farm.
I think he sends the robot.
I am so sorry for your automobile.
He sends him to do podcast records. He doesn't want to do this shit. He's like, oh, send the crying insurance agent robot.
What show was it that is recording with him in there that got the Primo studio that doesn't have a team of like 15 people in the command center, like moving around and trading headphones.
It's
and
really
everything.
Great to have this giant room of people all facing the other direction while you do a podcast.
Yeah. What exactly?
It's this guy I barely recognize.
Yeah. Mr. Thumbs Up Man, who's like Colin's son.
Oh my God.
They came in together.
No.
What show is that over there?
What's that, Kevin?
History of the Sequel. It's Aaron Gibson's Stitcher Premium show.
Okay, but it seems like something Tom should be doing.
Yeah, you want to do that? She has a co-host who's a teenage girl, and they talk about influential feminists.
But that's not the show with Oscar. What's the show with Oscar
Voyage
over here?
Voyage to the Stars.
Near our normal Voyage to the Stars?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's like a sci-fi show that Devin works on.
Fucking shitting me?
Let's do a sci-fi show.
That's the pitch to an audience. We're doing it's a sci-fi show that Devin works on. That's what you say.
That's
the
main selling point.
It is to me.
Hey, Devin's working on it.
I like
what's this show?
Check it out.
So maybe sci-fi, like the plane turns into a spaceship or something.
Is it Mission to Zix ripoff?
People, that has been a comment people have made. I disagree.
Well, does Devin work on that show? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay, here we go.
So right there.
All right, everybody.
All right, everybody.
When I press this button.
When I press this button.
This plane is turning into a spaceship.
This plane is turning into a spaceship.
Make some space sounds.
I wish we had Devin. He does this stuff
yes.
so well.
Yeah.
Can you get Kevin
from the office?
Yeah.
In here? Is he in the building?
Hi, everyone.
What's that? What are you? What's that supposed to be?
That's Kevin. I'm on the plane too.
Ugh. It like makes my stomach hurt.
That really, that was like seriously, all joking aside for all of this, like literally all of it, I'm putting on to the side right now. This is me just talking to you as like a human.
Here like, we have to say all joking a salad to push the shirts, the Comedy Bang Bang shirts.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, seriously. All joking a salad?
Yeah, I know. I know. It doesn't seem like it would be a thing, but it's okay. Like one of the main
perfect.
Things.
Okay. Kevin, seriously. All joking a salad.
And it's like also saying like we basically have never topped that.
Yeah, that yes.
Nothing we've said, or like, I mean, one or two things we've said have been better than all joking a salad.
We got to do Tom shirts.
They wouldn't fit on the shirt.
What's that now?
We got to do shirts with you. We have shirts with me. We have to do shirts with you.
Sure, sure. That sounds like a. I'd really like to give
his
make
image.
No money.
That was the thing.
No, you get a cut of it.
Oh, a cut.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really? I get a cut of a shirt with my face on it. Are you sure?
What was the thing you wanted to
yeah,
say?
Yeah, after
to me?
Stitcher gets their taste, we let you wet your beak in the aftermath of this whole thing folding up. Yeah.
the little backwash at the bottom of the weird mm-hmm. mug.
So I get that, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Can I get a free shirt too? Can I get one?
I'll try, yeah.
The breakdown is like a bunch of it goes to studio costs.
Mm-hmm. The mics.
Yeah, the mics, all the equipment. Ulrich gets like 80 to 90%. And then I think we get a dime. And so I guess you would get 10% of that,
sure.
Which would be a penny.
Are they leasing the equipment? Like, they should just understand you can buy things outright if you plan on being
here
for
a while. That's not the model. I've seen the
mm-hmm.
business plan, and it's,
uh-huh.
yeah.
So they go to, like, what is that place? Aaron's. Like, all this stuff is from Aaron's?
Yeah, the cups, the table, the microphones.
Sure, mm-hmm. The table. You know how I feel about this table.
What yeah. was the thing you wanted to say to Kevin?
That impression was truly, that's just bad. That's just like, that's, if you're trying to like rehab your image at this point, because your stock is at an all time low.
Okay.
And crashing.
You're not gonna.
It's like businessmen are looking at the little like strip of paper coming out of the machine and they're throwing themselves out a closed window.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. That impression. Just do it again.
Do you have any tips?
Do it again. I want to hear it again, and then I'll give you tips off of the impression.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Kevin. I'm on the plane, too.
Look, did you think
I was in the bathroom, remember, from the office hours?
That's right, yeah. Hmm. I don't, but yeah.
It was a talking toilet. It was like the toilet, I think, at the office.
That's right, that's right.
Telling stories of like what it's seen.
But that's what you hear when you hear Kevin on The Office talk.
Yeah.
It sounds like you. Just sounds like you talking in a stunted way.
Hi, everyone.
This is sounding like the Talk Boy 2 commercial.
Yeah.
Hi, kids. We're home early.
Hi, kids. We're home early.
Stop drooling on me.
So we got the sci-fi podcast.
Mm-hmm. Now, where are we going?
So are we on the spaceship?
We're on the spaceship. Spaceship to Ireland.
Spaceship to Ireland, and we land there.
Uh-huh. Okay. So we're on a spaceship, but we're just going somewhere that a plane would get us.
Hey, it really is sci-fi if you go to Ireland. Little green men all over the place, huh?
Yeah.
It's a little play on
Take
words.
Us to a planet. Blargon sex.
We're one-way trip to Blargon 6.
Oh, one wow. way?
That's a really racist planet. What a weird one to pick. That's the planet where everyone is racist.
Why would we ever be doing a one-way trip?
Maybe Tim Allen's there?
Yeah. Okay, we're not trying to, like, wall people off from doing the show.
Sure.
Okay, so it's a one-way ticket, so now you're there forever.
Okay. And now people are definitely listening. Here. Yeah.
So the three of us are stranded on Blargon 6 forever.
Uh-huh. This was also, by the way, this is supposed to be Monday.
This is just for Monday.
Uh-huh. You have to get back and do Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah the main show.
Yeah.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, the flagship.
Then the pro version.
The pro version, then the flagrant one.
Hashtag the flagrant one.
And you just got a one-way ticket to Blargon 6.
Plus, mm-hmm. we got to do two live streams for the flagrant ones.
Mm-hmm.
LA Podcast. They've been asking me to do another season of Masterclass. So, keep getting tweeted at. I got it.
Oh, that's who the they is.
It.
Not.
No, it was mentioned by some employees here as well. But, yeah. I just don't know when I'm going to do it if I'm stuck on Blargon 6 every Monday.
Yeah, so we're stuck on Blargon 6,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm.
Do an impression of, like, the mayor of the city we're in.
G'day.
All right.
And now Kevin has two of the loudest laughs of the episode.
Yeah, but those are, like... Those are like
that one was more, yeah.
Right, that's kind of what the laughs.
The blindfold
are,
one was like, "That's clever." This one is more like, "OMG, this guy is trying."
Yeah,
looks like try month didn't end.
Oh,
did you ever see when people say that?
Did I see when people say what?
Did you ever see when people say that?
Yeah, did you ever see that when people say that?
Wow, it looks like try month is try year.
You ever see when people say that?
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
Earwolf. I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.